If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I rush to Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist of the op-ed editor of the Daily Beast, writing and speaking all the time about the preparation for the New York City primary for mayor. There are other posts that are at issue here. It will take some days to have any certainty of anything. However, we need to recover how it is we got here. Harry, a very good evening to you. I read you from Michael Gold's reporting at the New York Times in these last hours. Eric Adams, the Brooklyn Borough president, had a solid advantage on Wednesday in the Democratic primary for New York, leading his closest competitors, Maya Wiley and Catherine Garcia, by a sizable margin. Mr. Adams' lead is not decisive, and the returns so far only factor in first-choice votes cast under the city's new ranked-choice voting system. It will be some time before an initial official winner is declared. Harry, sometime. What does that sometime look like? And did the day go according to plan? Is everybody happy with ranked voting? Good evening to you, Harry.
Good evening, John. So it's a little too soon to say with ranked choice voting. The good news is that we had a ton of turnout. In-person turnout, there's early voting in New York now, and between that and Election Day, has already exceeded what happened in 2013, and we could have as many as 200,000 absentee ballots on top of those 750,000 votes that are in already, in a primary that's only open to Democrats. So that's a really good sign about participation. The county exercise is going to be a little crazy. By state law, the absentee ballots only have to be postmarked by Election Day, so they can't start opening those until next week. Once they've opened and added all those to the count, then we have a final first choice count, and then this ranked choice system starts, where the candidate with the least support is eliminated, their votes go to their number two pick, and this process repeats until the candidate on top has 50% of the total vote. And that could take a while. We have not run this before. New York is much larger than any other city that's done this. So we're going to see how that goes, and if there are any legal challenges, if they're political ones, if people question the integrity of this process, which there was a little of before we even got to the voting, you know, in a sort of tactical preliminary sense, and from the guy who appears to have won the mayor's race, from what we know now, this is not final. There's more absentee votes. We haven't done the second, third, fourth, fifth pick exercise yet. But Eric Adams is up by 75,000 votes or so on his closest competitor, Maya Wiley. 10 percentage points, and looks to be in a very strong position to be the Democratic nominee, unless the presumptive 110th mayor of New York City once the counting is done.
Because my math fails me, I won't ask you to go through the ranked voting again, but it got through the day, and there apparently is an opinion that things are going along well. So I want to turn to the politics of this. Eric Adams, the presumptive leader at this point, with number one ballots. Eric Adams is a former policeman. He's also the borough president, the president of Brooklyn Borough. He's also a man who's outspoken and extremely good in front of the media. All these things would be a change of direction for New York. Do you believe that New York has voted for a change of direction from de Blasio and from the troubles of the pandemic?
Not so much. Again, because this is all playing out within a Democratic primary, and among the coalitions and tribes within the Democratic Party, which is even in New York in a lot of ways a collection of outgroups. Those national outgroups, of course, are dominant in New York. But this is not the same sort of repudiation of Democratic politics that New York City had when Rudy Giuliani defeated David Dinkins, or when Michael Bloomberg followed Rudy Giuliani. A lot of people think that de Blasio behind the scenes was pushing for Adams. A lot of the organized unions, big, powerful ones that were behind de Blasio, lined up behind Adams. And while this will be a tonal shift and potentially a very different sort of administration, I don't think what New York voters lined up for was to say, let's entirely turn the page on the de Blasio years. Let's turn the page on progressivism or any of that. I do think that the shifts in tone and priorities are likely to be different, and especially because down ballot, while Adams was a moderate or quote unquote conservative within the contours of this Democratic field in some ways, particularly around public safety and policing, down ballot, a lot of progressives did very well. For instance, the next borough president of Brooklyn, which is a largely ceremonial post, but one that obviously matters since it's a springboard to a run for mayor, as we've just seen, looks to be Councilmember Reynoso, who was the most progressive by far of the leading candidates in that field. It looks like the new district attorney of Manhattan is going to be Alvin Bragg, who was in the center of the field there, which ranged from basically far left to center left, a public defender who's basically against prosecution, to a few law and order type Democrats. But that's another sort of shift in which the New York remains a one party town, and the corrections take place within the context of that party, is what I would say.
Going to Albany, there's this news which looks fresh. It looks happy, but I'm not certain. That's why I'm talking to you, Harry. Governor Andrew Cuomo gave frontrunner Eric Adams a vote of confidence in the ongoing Democratic primary for New York City mayor. Is that good news that the governor is praising the potential next mayor of New York?
Andrew Cuomo, who looks very powerful, but also is really potentially about to drown under his own political problems, which you've talked about in the show a lot, and we don't need to tick through here in full, but nursing homes, sexual harassment, and general bullying. He has all these shoes that are about to drop: a report from the Attorney General Tish James, an impeachment hearing in the Assembly, a federal investigation. So he's still in office and holding on because of a strong base of Black support, and particularly in New York City. So embracing the presumptive incoming Black mayor, who also has taken a law and order sort of appeal in part, when you've been talking about New York in almost Trumpian terms as a dystopian hellhole, is a very smart tactical thing for Andrew Cuomo to do. Tactics aside, the good news here is there's really no way I can imagine that the relationship between the governor and the mayor could have been any worse than it was with de Blasio and Cuomo. And this is a chance for a much needed reset and to sort of soothe the balance of powers in New York that had become incredibly wobbly over the last 8 years.
Harry Siegel, is he surprised by the turnout? Is he surprised by the apparent smooth attempt this first time of bubbling for your choices? Are you surprised of Eric Adams's nominate or at least lead here? Any of this surprise you, Harry?
No, but I'm happy, really happy about the turnout, and happy that the ranked choice thing to this point hasn't been a disaster. What I hope going forward is, if we're going to have this complicated but in some ways useful new system that does seem to have at least not hurt with turnout, that we could have this in general elections and we could have open primaries. So it's not only registered Democrats who get to decide the future of the city, in a situation that means, Eric Adams could end up with 350,000 votes in a city of 8.5 million. And that is all it takes to have tremendous power for four unlikely 8 years.
Maybe we got lucky, Harry. What do you think? Is that possible? Could New York City, after this rough patch, deserve luck?
New Yorkers certainly deserve luck. We're going to see, assuming it's Adams, and again, this isn't done, and
right.
Catherine Garcia
right.
and Maya Wiley both think they have some outside path to victory. But assuming it's Adams, there's some reasons for hope, and there's some real reasons for concern. He spent a lot of time calling things racist that were not in his political advantage at the end of the political race. It did not seem to be racist, including his surrogates attacking this ranked choice voting system, and Garcia and Andrew Yang aligning to campaign against him. And which is a common thing here, where candidates come together.
Right.
They weren't
right.
actually campaigning against him to be the other one's number two. So that's an ominous sign. Blocking reporters who'd written critical things from his election party, which they said election night party, which they said was an honest mistake, but that's an ominous sign. There are real reasons for concern and real reasons for hope with Adams. And maybe this time, you know, New York City gets lucky.
That's Harris, nice. Harry Siegel, Daily News. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.